Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. It is, today's date is, hold on for the big date, it is the 21st day of June, ladies and gentlemen, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have you here with me today. Of course, I'm coming to you live and direct here at this moment from my French farmhouse, my little stone building in the middle of the world over here, and in the middle of nowhere, actually. It's great to be talking to you all. We're fighting the big fight here. People are getting the word out. I do want to do a little bit of maybe motivating here on getting this message out further afield than we have been able to date. You know, there was a moment some 2 or 3 weeks ago where when I called for people to start posting places, posting this information on message boards and Craigslists and everything. It worked. People did it. The impact was recognizable. It was palpable. You could taste the effort being made. And in fact, I think it is one of the reasons why we are making such an impact and why Zionism is finally at the top of everybody's to talk about list. And we've even got anti-Zionist signs being marched around at speeches being given by Hillary Clinton in Vermont. I spoke today to a million-person audience in South Africa about Zionism, and they've been hearing about how these people have been ruining our planet. And it's because of our efforts to post this on the net, because while the Internet may not be in everyone's hands, and while it may not be read by everybody that you have around you, someone in every crowd is reading it. That's a fact. Someone in your friendship circle knows this information. You don't know who they are because you probably haven't discussed it with them. Somebody in your office knows about this. And the simple fact, many of the people that are learning this are the opinion shapers of the world. You, everyone listening now, are opinion shapers. This is what you do. This is how this all works. You've heard the old saying, 6 degrees of separation. Well, if you exponentially look at the human family, we are 6 persons away from the next everyone. From the next everyone. In other words, if you go out from us in 6 different directions, in 6 different stages, you will have encompassed all people. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it means that we have already bridged the gap of these groups. In other words, the people around us know, and they in turn are telling others, and this is starting to grow exponentially, and you can see it almost like a wildfire across the country. It requires more effort, though. It requires you to take this file today, along with the important information we're going to talk about here, about Mohammed Rafig's information, about his discussion of Sabbatai Zevi, about his discussion of the different machinations of the early part of the Frankist movement, and how these Ashkenazis turned from Khazarians into the Jewish Ashkenazi movement. And again, before we get started on those facts, we want to let everyone know that not all these people in the Jewish community are involved in any of the criminal behaviors that we discuss, but many, many are. What you often find is it's the leadership that's really, really dragging this group down this path to destruction, down the path of world destruction, in fact. And oftentimes they're being lied to, not unlike Mr. Hagee is lying to his Christian Zionists, or like Pat Robertson is lying to us all when he says he can bench his, he can leg press 2,000 pounds. Or like, you know, and the people out in their audiences actually believe them. This is pretty astonishing stuff when you think about it. So this stuff needs to be posted. Tex Mar's interview yesterday was fantastic. Tex is always a great interview, powerful information. We need to start chipping away at that 26 million Christian Zionist group and let them know they have been lied to wholesale. They are actually following the malignancy of the human condition here. The Zionists are a malignancy on the body of humanity. And it is that malignancy that is destroying us all. And they're the leadership of this group are the wealthiest people in our societies. And that is why it is difficult to get through the barriers that they have built. That is why it's difficult for us to get the press and airplay we need. But we are getting it. And thanks to your efforts. It's certainly not by my efforts. It is by the efforts of us collectively knowing that this is a life or death situation for every one of us. We must fight on. We are not given a choice in this matter because to not fight is to perish. I promise you that. To not fight is to succumb to fluorides and to succumb to bankruptcies and to succumb to economic calamity and to succumb to endless war and to succumb to the Talmudic interpretation of our world and the Noahide laws and the arbitrary imprisonments and the criminalities that are foisted upon our societies every day of the week today, and they only promise to get worse. We cannot, as a group, as a human family, allow these people to do what they've done to us any longer. I'm asking each and every one of you to stand up now vigorously and resist them. Fight them with your every breath, with every enunciation. Tell the world that you've had enough of Zionism and its criminal proponents. We are beating these people back at the moment. It is working, ladies and gentlemen, because we're telling the truth. Because we have the honesty and the integrity that these people have never had. And I work at this every day for no money, no pay, and I don't expect any. So don't you. I started doing this on my own initiative and have brought this to this place with your help. You can do similar things, similar incredible acts of telling people, of growing this message. You can do the same things that I have been able to do, I promise you. I'm not telling you it's the New World Order, it's the globalists, it's this, it's that. It's people like Miller, it's people like Simon, it's people like Loeb and Kahn, and it's people like Goldman, and it's people like Warburg, and it's people like Honig. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. We know who they are. No more of these mysterious boogeymen out there in the horizon. We know their names. And for those of you from that community listening, we know who you are. And we're coming for you. That's right. We are going to rid our human family of you, you malignant human beings bent on destroying everything that's good in this world. No more of this child sex slavery and rampant drug peddling across the world and profiteering and white slavery. No more of stealing our tax dollars and sending our children into wars for your profit, your gain, your oil, your control. No more are we going to sacrifice our world's future so that a man named Rothschild can have $400 trillion in wealth, while some people go hungry, while millions go hungry. No longer will we allow you to subjugate us while disease runs rampant in the poverty pockets of the world, where our medical system is falling into disrepair because you've stolen the assets and we've turned over our wealth and our wealth creation to your theft. It's time we stood up, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us, and fought. Go to Craigslist. Go to Indie Media. Go to the forums. Go to Opposing Digits and post things at Opposing Digits. Go to MySpace at Daryl Bradford Smith at MySpace and talk about these issues. Talk about these criminals and what we can do to defeat them and destroy them and to take them out of this equation, this human equation we all have here, this family we have. We're all related, ladies and gentlemen. We are all the same under the skin. Don't let them tell you that you're this apartheid concept of white-only stuff. It's their invention, ladies and gentlemen. They've invented this nonsense, and they've sold it to the least intelligent among us. They foisted this sickness upon unsuspecting people who have no ability to discern for themselves that this is a sickness that they're spreading. Don't accept it. Eric Hufschmidt and I, we no longer accept the kinds of things that most people do still. We don't, because we can't. We know the truth behind these facts. We know what happened. We know why they're doing it. And we won't accept it. That's why we've come out against so many of these awful humans and their helpers. This other malignancy called Uncle Fester, I call him. His name is ex-Professor Fetzer, a liar. I declare him a liar today, working for the evildoers. That is who he is. That is what he's doing. There is no mistake in my accusation, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. This man is part of the malignancy. Cut him out. Get rid of him. Don't buy his lies anymore. Don't accept the lies of Alex Jones, the carnival barking obfuscator of the truth. No longer. It's time now that we rise up, that we're heard, that it's our voices, not Alex Jones's Zionist denying voice. That Israel had no responsibility in the Liberty attack. Oh, it wasn't their fault. This man needs to be ignored. And then when we have the reins of power, arrested and jailed and tried for treason against the American people. Fetzer as well, treasonous. Deborah Simon, treasonous. Yeah. This guy Berg and this guy Gabriel Day, treason. And Webster Tarpley, liar and treasonous. No longer, ladies and gentlemen, start fighting the good fight. The news and information on I Am the Witness is irrefutable. We have nailed the facts. The truth is there for you to see. Benjamin Friedman, Myron Fagan, even their own people have come forward. Rosenthal, before he was murdered, told the truth. So did Untermeyer in 1933 in his speech to his criminal crony friends. So do our history books when you dig past the lying history books that have usurped them. The truth is now available. We've placed it out there. You can see it. And then you can look at our facts and put them next to what people like Jones and Blood and all these other liars are putting out there, and Tarpley and the rest of these, Phelps, Slotnick, he's gone now, but Lenny Bloom, Nelson Thal, Flacco, they're paid criminals. Paid criminals, ladies and gentlemen. Take a listen to the other information that we've got. The 13th tribe will describe to you how these people are not Semitic. So don't worry about being called an anti-Semite, because the people you are fighting against at the top are not Semitic. Learn about why that's true. It's not my musings. These are not my musings. They're factually based. All of them are based in research. Listen to what Christopher has to say about their goals for us and the way they expect to have control and how they expect to take it. Fight these people, ladies and gentlemen. We can beat them. We are beating them. We are moving them back. The court of public opinion is swinging into our direction. Their lies are no longer working. Their obfuscation is no longer being accepted. We can take them out. If you'd like to send Eric and I $1 or $5 to help us with this message, it's interesting when I tell you all that that when we stop asking, nothing comes in, and, you know, I don't deserve to have to pay for all this myself, although I will. I don't deserve to have to do that. And I don't ask very much. Send $1. PayPal. You can get it on PayPal. Or you can send it to the Fallbrook address in California. Send me an email at iamthewitness@hotmail.com. Tell me what your thoughts are. When you want to approach somebody, don't force the information on them. Place it in front of them. Tell them to read it. Ask them what they think. Socratically, ladies and gentlemen, it works. This is the fight. This is the battle. This is not the time for you to sit back on your laurels. This is the time for you to declare us at war with these criminals, and we are not going to take this stuff lying down. We're going to fight back and win. And I'm asking you to do that with me today. This is the Wednesday message, 21st day of June. First day of summer, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this next season in our lives, in our human lives. We're going to fight. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.